Chapter 5, Illumination of Divine Name. As I reached the precincts of the temple, my steps became steady and slow. I heard a musical voice reciting the hymns, which thrilled me, but the words were not clear. I was surprised that the recitation of the Guru Granth Sahib had begun much earlier. I wondered who was in the temple so early, reciting the hymns in such a melodious and moving strains. As soon as I entered the temple and bowed before Guru Granth Sahib, in a reverential homage, these words were being recited, Ve Motaja, Ve Parva, Nanak Das, Kaho Gurvaha. Carefree and unconcerned is the Lord, saith Nanak, repeat Vaheguru. The last word, Vaheguru, had magnetic effect on my mind. Every nerve, every pore of my body was imbued with the thrilling music of the mystic word, Vaheguru. It appeared some unstruck music had keyed up my soul to the melody of this word. Every hair of my body was now a tongue which repeated his name. I was then at the door of the temple hall. Some unknown power pushed me in an instant, and I was lying prostrate before Guru Granth Sahib the next moment. The voice which was reciting the hymns was heard no more. I stood up and with folded hands greeted the holy presence. To my great surprise, I saw some unseen hand waving the chori over Guru Granth Sahib, and just below the canopy there flashed forth a beam of light, forming itself into the divine word, Vaheguru, and moving in space throughout the temple. My tender devotion and faith were now transmuted into love, and my love was now a living faith. There was no one in the temple except Guru Granth Sahib and myself. I could neither see the man nor the hand that waved the chori. The strange vision raised my spirit and my faith to the heights of sublimity. With my hands folded and head lowered, I stood there in utter humility. I performed circumambulations of Guru Granth Sahib in utter reverence. The priest, the Granthi of the temple, came in at this moment. I covered my head with the blanket and out of shyness veiled my face also, as I sat before Guru Granth Sahib. Who has performed the opening service of Guru Granth Sahib? Did you? He asked. I gazed at him but could give no reply. But now was the waving hand of the chori by an unseen hand could not be seen. Those words of light thus shimmered in a space and could not be seen. The Granthi's younger brother, who was a very devout soul, came in. The Granthi asked him if he had performed the opening service of Guru Granth Sahib. He said no. I do not know what they thought or guessed. Then the Granthi opened the holy book to read a verse. I stood behind him to see the hymn he was reading. I was amazed to find the same hymn which had entered my ears when I came to the temple. I again prostrated myself in humble thanksgiving homage before the word of God. The Granthi's brother was surprised to see me in such an ecstatic condition. He came to me and asked in a pathetic tone, "Why are you in such a state of mind? Pray for me," and then opened the holy book to seek the divine command. I said, "I will offer the prayer," he replied. "And can you seek the divine command?" I asked him to reveal the divine command by reopening the Guru Granth, and I would stand behind him and read it. To this he agreed. He first performed the ardas with great fervor and opened the Holy Granth. The first passage on the left-hand page was to be accepted as the divine command. This was the verse, uttering Vaheguru, Va. The tongue is sweetened with the word. Through this perfect word, God meets man. The blessed ones are inspired to utter Va, Va. Beauty are they to say Va, Va. People come to worship him. Through his grace is the mystic word Vaheguru attained. Saith Nanak, blessed are they at the door of the True One. By Guru Amar Das. After reading this passage, the mystic word was sealed in my tongue, and no doubt that God in his mercy will reveal himself to me sooner or later. Thus the Guru Granth Sahib, my eternal teacher, revealed to me the most precious secret of the divine name. The Guru thus placed the precious pearl of divine name on the palm of my hand. I read the rest of the hymn and learnt much more about the spiritual significance and mystery of the divine name, which can be summed briefly thus. God glorifies himself through the mystic word Vaheguru, and through this word he reveals himself. I further realized that this was the true praise of the Lord about which I read in the Japji. Through the mystic word Vaheguru, the true one can be attained. I was now convinced that this glorification or praise of the Lord would lead one to true spiritual union. I was tempted to read the Guru Granth Sahib further on. The hymns that followed revealed the greatness of glorifying God through His name. This was indeed the path of eternal bliss and spiritual communion with the Lord. This was the discipline which would inspire the mind with the will of God. Further on, it was clear that the mystic name was a symbol of truth, which the enlightened sages, Gurmukhs, can attain. It was also clear that this mystic name could be contemplated in many ways. 1. With the tongue. 2. With the breath and mind. 3. With inner consciousness, by keeping the vital breath controlled in the navel. By every method, one could attain this highest spiritual state. This hymn explained the importance and spiritual import of the divine name. Praise one God, utter Vaheguru, the divine word which the Guru has revealed. The sublime spiritual state of those who contemplate His name is then described. And yet the hymn made it clear that those people can contemplate the name, the divine name, to whom its spiritual significance is revealed by the Lord. And by contemplating the name, all the dirt of egoism is removed from the soul. The mystic power of the word, the greatness, purity, and spiritual beauty of those who meditate on His name, the solace of their company, were all made clear by this hymn. To contemplate the name through speech, breath, and consciousness, and dedicate the body, mind, and soul to the divine teacher, were all explained in this verse. Then in the next verse, it was made clear that the divine name and the Lord who is named are one. The immortalizing effect and its rich reward, particularly that of the realization of God, is stated in the closing verse of this hymn. It was now clear that a Sikh, to please the Guru, must sing the glory of God with single-minded devotion. The fear of death will then depart, and all that a virtuous mind desires is achieved. All my doubts about the mystic name were dispelled. I was convinced about the real divine name to be contemplated in Sikh faith. The last line of the hymn suggested that this meditation of the presence of God through His name was to be practiced day and night. I had attained the experience of the mystic name. I was now anxious to attain the named one, that is God Himself. I was now determined to tread the path of realization. The will to see His light and presence was now stronger than ever. I felt that courage, fortitude, and the will to achieve His presence had become a part of myself. At the time of my leaving the temple, the following verse was being read. Lead thou a life of spiritual effort, earn thy living, and be happy. Through contemplation, meet the Lord. Thus, O Nanak, will all doubt and despair depart. Guru Arjan Dev. All my doubts had vanished. All the wavering of mind had ended. I cannot actually express the revelation of the inner meaning of the sacred hymn which I had experienced. It is still deeply impressed on my mind and soul. I was happy that the divine name was revealed to me. I was happy that God had blessed me with the greater gift. I now sought solitude in which I could contemplate the name and practice in the presence of God. In my heart, there was continuously going on an effortless repetition of the mystic name I had just attained. With every breath, the drumbeat of the divine name was ringing in my soul. Wherever I went, this miraculous phenomena continued. It appeared my heart and soul were keyed up to this sempiternal singing of the divine name. Yet there was unbound thirst to know the mystery of the infinite. I went to the office for some time and completed my day's work as a matter of formal duty. I came home at noon. I had not taken any food or drink till then, nor was I inclined to eat anything. Without taking meals, I went into my room. I asked Rur Singh to take his food and not wait for me, as I was not feeling like eating anything. Bhai Rur Singh followed me. He was looking at me helplessly and urging me to eat something. I could see his sad and pitiable look and disappointment. So I politely told him that I did not feel hungry and went out again. I asked him to take his food and not to follow me. The green hills and valleys which presented a beautiful natural landscape and enchanting the soul-stirring sights of nature and the infinite beauty of the Creator thrilled my whole inner self and the effortless repetition of the divine name, which was going on in undisturbed state of mind, went on with a deeper concentration and absorption of the mind. I did not know the different methods of contemplating the divine name. I had not learnt the various techniques of the spiritual practice from anyone. All I was eager to know was to have a glimpse of the Beloved. It was this burning passion to have a vision of His light that impelled and aroused my wavering thoughts and feelings to sublime spiritual heights and the straight path. I had come to the place at about 3 p.m. Now the sun was about to set. Rur Singh found me out when darkness was about to fall. It was just the time for Dadas. Rur Singh was reciting the prayer when he came and stood before me. He was reciting these lines: Thou Separatist, Thou Unitest, Guru Ram Das in Dadas. These lines sounded in my ears as the sweetest, the loveliest, and the best. His presence also reminded me that it was time for evening prayer. I asked Bhairav Singh to recite the evening prayer all over again. As he recited it, I felt a great joy and peace. New inspiration and joy seemed to pour into Kerry on the spiritual practice of repeating the name, and was ceaselessly going on. After the prayer, Bhairav Singh persuaded me to go home. As soon as I climbed the stairs of my house, I hurriedly went in and shut myself up in a room and started repetition of the mystic name. The divine name was strung to my very breath. All the doubts and delusions and all the anxieties had disappeared. There was but one deep longing. I thirst for thy vision alone. I like not anything else, as said by Guru Arjan Dev. This poignant thirst became deeper and deeper, and my concentration on the mystic contemplation of the name increased. My mind was now free from critical reflections and doubts. I continued the repetition of the divine name. I was not disturbed by fatigue or wavering thoughts. My many ways of performing the spiritual practice of the name spontaneously occurred to me. I went on with the practice in a number of ways. With every upward and downturn breath, a new method and new mode of spiritual practice appeared intuitively in my consciousness. Whenever a little physical fatigue was felt, I used the iron beads for the spiritual practice. This determined repetition of the name with iron rosary was a great help to me. My mind was strung into deep concentration by it. All fatigue and lassitude disappeared. The iron rosary transmitted a lightning power to my inner self and inspired unbroken repetition of the divine name. It went on for some time, and then there was a sudden illumination. Peace and silence reigned within my whole being. My soul, the Atma, appeared now to be quite distinct and apart from my body. Then I lost consciousness of the body completely. The music of the mystic name rang through my whole self. If I do not have ears, how do I hear? I thought. The next moment I saw in the full blaze of high consciousness my own real self. With it came the full visual realization of the fact I am. I am the Atma, the soul. I felt sublime wonderment, spiritual exaltation on seeing myself, my Atma. But this joy of seeing myself did not last long. It was overtaken by me deeper and more passionate thirst to see God. The more realization of my own self did not satisfy me for long. My unquenchable thirst to see the light of God, my yearning to have a vision of the Infinite Lord, once more became my prime thought.